River Country, Keith speaking.
Hopper.
Crazy James, how are you?
I am well. How are you on this fine frosty Friday?
Fine frosty Friday is, we're thinking warm thoughts.
Warm thoughts.
Yeah, well, why not? Why not? We need to thaw out if it's frosty.
It's about the only warm thing that we're going to have right now.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately.
Well, it's one of those things, you know, as the calendar marches inevitably towards Christmas, it's just going to get colder.
Uh-huh, it is.
But you know what the best Christmas present that all of us get is?
Oh, please tell me.
It's the fact that, you know, December 21st, 22nd, 23rd, somewhere in there, that's the shortest day of the year. And then the days immediately start to get longer.
It only goes downhill from here, where in this case it only gets brighter from here.
Yeah, yeah, once that switches, and then it's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what we have to look forward to.
Absolutely.
And literally cold weather, and hopefully an Edmonton Oilers playoff spot.
We'll see what happens as far as that's concerned.
Yes, because I'm not allowed to drink due to the medication that I'm on, but they're testing me.
Really?
Wow. I mean, it's in the last 13 years, they've been in the playoffs exactly once.
Exactly once, and that's it.
Yes. So, yeah. Depressing.
Oh, well.
Enough of that nonsense. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to what's going on in town.
What is going on in High Prairie and area?
Well, we've got some free play over at the Children's Resource Office this morning. That goes from 10 until noon. Also over at St. Mark's there, if you're a knitter, they could always use people to help knit these prayer shawls that they do. That starts at 10, goes till about noon. Some great ladies there doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
Also, at the Children's Resource Center this afternoon, there is Off to a Good Start. So if you're a new parent and you're going, oh my goodness, I don't know what to do. Because really, children don't come with a instruction manual. Well, that's not true. Children do come with an instruction manual, but the medical term for instruction manual is placenta, and it gets thrown out all the time. So the Children's Resource Center is here to help. So Off to a Good Start. That's over at the main office here in town at 1. And then the Golden Age Club there having floor curling this afternoon at 1:30.
Nice.
This evening, over at the Triangle Hall, there is an Alberta Beef Producers Fall meeting. So if you're a cattle farmer and you didn't know about this, then go check it out. Maybe there's some information there for you.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, tomorrow there's nothing really happening in town, nothing listed at least. But it's a good day to go to the store and get your pineapple and get your pumpkin to carve them for Halloween.
Absolutely. Why not stop by Big Legs Dodge? Because they're carrying the cause, from what I understand.
Yes, yes, that as well. We've got the bags there that you guys made up, and then you can enter a draw, too, apparently.
Yes, you can.
So come get a bag to help battle breast cancer there, and enter the draw for, well, Petra was telling me about it, this night out at this place there, and she just raves about it. I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah, the Wild Rose Guest House.
It's
a great place, that's for sure.
Yeah. You can do that, or carve your pumpkin, carve your pineapple, because everybody needs to carve a pineapple for Halloween.
Absolutely.
Cribbage over at the Golden Age Club on Sunday. That's at 1:30. Cribbage. I'm getting old, eh? I called it by its full name. It's crib.
It's
I'm not old. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, we've got Bright Beginnings over at the Children's Resource Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, they're doing floor curling again over at the Golden Age Club at 1:30. Wednesday is story time for kids over at the library. That's kids if you're 3 to 5, so just before they're in school, 3 to 5 at the High Prairie Library. That's from 10:30 till 11:30, and then when you're done over there, you can pop over the Marigold's Farmers Market from 1 till 6 and get some of the yummy goodness that you can always get.
Delicious.
Oh man, like it's so good, eh? It's so good. Thursday is Halloween.
Halloween.
Yep, so everybody, please watch out for the kids. Make sure that if you're sending your kids out, make sure they've got reflective stuff on their costume, especially if they're going as, you know, Darth Vader or Black Panther or something. I mean, those are great iconic characters, but they're dressed in black. And while, like we were talking about, it gets dark early now, and so make sure they've got some reflective stuff on there so that they can be seen, and make sure everybody's got a good Halloween. And folks, look, if some teenagers show up at your door dressed up and, you know, go trick or treat, don't say, oh, you're too old for candy. No, just give them some candy. I am not going to say no to anybody who comes to the door for candy. If there's a teenager trying desperately to hold on to that last little shred of their childhood, who am I to deny that?
Oh, come on, James. Even my wife absolutely loves Halloween.
Yeah.
You always have to be a kid. It's like going to Disneyland, for heaven's sakes.
It is, absolutely. So that's what we got going on this week. I've got one more thing that I have to say, though.
Yes?
Today, being the 25th of October, well, today is the boy's 18th birthday.
Ah, you cannot forget.
Yep. So, happy birthday, boy. What an amazing kid this boy, man, getting there, eh?
Young man.
Turned out to be. Young man, yes. But, you know, he's always going to be the boy to me. So, happy birthday, buddy. Mom and Dad love you a lot.
There you go. Thank you very much.
And that's what we got going on this week.
Got one quick question for you, James.
You want the truth or do you want me to lie?
Probably the truth would be good at this particular point. How much are you looking forward to the local hockey scene getting set next weekend?
Oh, boy.
The Regals are playing.
I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah. Well, you know, the Regals have asked me again to be their in-house announcer. I really enjoy doing that and kind of really get into it. And do I go over the top? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Do I care? Nope. Because when the other team's fans come up to me and say, you know, you could be a little happier when our team scores. I'm like, not in my barn.
There you go.
And that's what we got going on this week. We'll see you out at the hockey games.
You bet. Appreciate it, James. Thanks very much.